Until one day you say, and you tell another person, I am glad I come to know Jesus. Bang, something explodes in you. It's like the blessings of being born again suddenly hit you. At the same time, you will be persecuted by those who dislike Christianity. But before that, you're neither persecuted nor blessed. Twilight Zone. So that same thing happens in the gift of God. That's the second point here. That gift needs to be accepted and recognized by the person who has it himself. We must not be ashamed of the gift that God has on your life. So for that reason, the whole of chapter 11 covers that. And Paul says he boasts. Look at how many times the word boast comes out here. He boasts of his ministry. He's not ashamed of it. In chapter 12 is a different matter altogether, and which is the third point of every gift in every ministry of God, the office, comes through a revelation from God. Every gift and every ministry comes out of a rhema from God. The reason I use the word rhema is so that it doesn't sound as if you have to have a three-dimensional open vision. But definitely, whatever God has for your life is going to be a supernatural rhema only to you. For Paul, he was taken up right to the third heaven, and he heard things that are spoken that he could not utter and share in common human language. But he had a supernatural revelation from God. And every gift of God in chapter 12 here, he says, and there are certain things you pay the price for, it will have to be based on a supernatural revelation or supernatural rhema. Because the church of Jesus Christ and all the gifts of Jesus Christ are supernatural gifts. And the church of Jesus Christ is a supernatural church. And we need a supernatural rhema. The sub-point for that are all inside there. Satan will come and challenge you for that. And you need the grace of God to come in for that. And all these other areas to develop it. But that's what is required. And finally, in chapter 13, Paul concludes here with one of the most important things, and the fourth point here, verse 10. Therefore, I write these things, and he's talking about his authority again. Being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness, according to the authority which the Lord has given me, for edification and not for destruction. Finally, the authority and the gift, the authority that comes with the gift, is not for destruction, but for edification. Every gift of God must seek to build up the body, not to destroy the body. And the gift must be used in love. For love edifies the body of Christ. Praise God. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise you and we thank you that you establish leaders in the kingdom of God. We thank you, Father, for leaders whom you raise. Teach us the price of leadership. For we know, Lord, the cost and the price of leadership in the kingdom of God is so vastly higher than the price of leadership in the secular world. Help us to see, O God, that we are serving the Almighty God and not serving just an organization. O Father God, teach us, O God, reverence for you. Teach us, O God, the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we could be like him, O Lord, to move into the heights of the calling that you have for your people. Father, we ask that you raise up more pastors who will be willing to lay down their lives for the sheep. He raised up more apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers who will put the kingdom of God first, who will put the needs of the body of Christ first, ahead of their own needs, O God. O Father, we want a new breed of leaders to rise in the kingdom of God and in the body of Christ. A new breed of Joshua generation leaders whom others could see that they are fully dedicated to You. They count the cost and they are willing to pay the price. Father, establish Your work, O God, in each life. And for those here, Lord, that may be involved in various churches, we pray that Your word will enter their hearts and their minds so that they understand, Lord, the height of Christian ministry and the richness and the greatness of the reward that will come in heaven. Father, we are born to worship and then to serve. To serve others, because You said that he who desires to be great must be the servant of all men. We ask, O God, that You teach us that ministry means being willing to be a servant, to wash the feet of others and not to seek adulation. Father, teach us, O God, to be humble leaders. Teach us to recognize, Lord, that love is the key. Thank You, O God. And we pray for all the churches represented here and all the various churches in this land. We pray, O God, that in this little nation that has so much potential, geographically so small, but having a great potential to be among the great nations on the earth, that the Church of Jesus Christ will be a testimony of love. There will be an example, Lord, to look up to. That the Church of Jesus Christ will not be divided, will not be bickering and fighting and tearing one another down just because they're caught in a small geographical area, but that it will cause them to work closer together. It will cause them, O God, to tolerate one another and to reach out to one another. Oh, we pray, Father, for unity in the church here. We pray, O God, for oneness to take place in the body of Christ. Let healing take place among the leaders, and then let healing take place among the body of Christ. We pray for every fellowship and every church, O God. Bring healing and bring a oneness, O God, into each church, each fellowship, each denomination, so that we could be an example to society of what living in harmony can be like. Where people of all races, people of every creed, and people with many differences can come together and love one another because they love Jesus Christ and they make Him Lord and Savior. Father, cause the Church of Jesus Christ to rise up in this land to be a good example, and a great example that the world can look at and say, that's what I want to be like. Let the light of the church grow strong, Lord, stronger than ever before, especially in this new year, Lord. Let the Church of Jesus Christ find favor in this land, in this nation. I ask for that, Father, for the sake of the Church of Jesus Christ here in this land. And we ask all these, Father, in Jesus' name.